Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Ken Lovett. And it says in the paper, Ken, Albany insider. You're also the Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News. And you write the column in the Monday paper, the New York Daily News. And of course, you are an Albany insider. I see the headline, Biz Biggs Target Blaz.
Yeah, it's no secret that a lot of business people are not big fans of the mayor, but apparently Ken Langone, the founder of Home Depot, has been talking to his fellow big business people and Wall Streeters and saying, is there a way we can raise or put together a lot of money, form a committee, and go after the mayor sooner rather than later in hopes of weakening him and making it easier for a Democratic challenger to come forward?
You've also noted that there's a connection here to the governor, who has not had the, well, rosiest of relationships with the mayor, de Blasio, of New York City.
No, the governor certainly has not. And Ken Langone, for instance, was once the chairman of Republicans for Cuomo. There's a bunch of people involved in the talks who are from the charter industry, charter school, you know, Wall Streeters who back charter schools. They've worked with the governor. Dan Loeb, who worked with the governor, he's a hedge funder on passing gay marriage. So there's a lot of people who have ties. And certainly if the governor really wanted to stop something, he could tell his donors and his friends, hey, let's not do this. But the feeling is he'll probably stay quiet and let people do what they want.
Are legislators going to be able to continue to pay for their cars with their campaign funds?
Yeah, we found that there are 19 state lawmakers, I had this a few weeks ago, that have state cars assigned to them as a perk. But two of them, John Flanagan, the Senate Majority Leader, and Kathy Young, who not only is the Housing Committee chairman in the Senate, but also heads up the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, they not only have state cars, but they also have campaign cars that they've purchased with donations, donor money. Some people are saying, well, it's not illegal. It certainly shows that it's the culture of entitlement in Albany.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany bureau chief and insider for the New York Daily News. You can read more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, we thank you, as always, for getting up early on a Monday morning to talk with us.
Anytime. Be well.
Thanks.